perspective of the Holy Quran. Then we have Ulama's speech sharing the profound wisdom of top scholars. This program broadcasts excerpts from the Farsi and Arabic voices of well-known and reputable Islamic and Shia scholars and authorities, complete with English translation. It's a unique opportunity to learn from the masters. Next, enjoy another segment of our diverse radio programs. Following that, A to Z of Life is here to inspire your Islamic lifestyle, hosted by Sister Zainab James. This program presents an Islamic Iranian lifestyle in a variety of engaging ways. Utilizing ayahs from the Holy Quran and Hadith, as well as inspirational poetry, parables, and stories. After this, we'll hear For Humanity.
وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For Humanity.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is Hussein Latifi and you're listening to a program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. In this program, we talk about different Quranic verses and Islamic teachings pertaining to humanity. And in the previous episodes, we ended up talking about the destination of humanity, which is the Day of Judgment. And we ended up in the last episode to talk about heaven and the concept of paradise, the concept of pleasure, endless pleasure in paradise is there in the Holy Quran. And there are some questions regarding that concept. For example, there's the question of this heaven, this situation of being in heaven actually will become boring after a while. What's the point in just being there and eating and then having the shades of the, I don't know, and then having good wives and everything that are there or good husbands? So the answer to this is that this kind of understanding stems, or this question stems from a wrong understanding of heaven. Now, first of all, we know that the blessings and the pleasures of heaven are not just one. For example, animalistic pleasures. We know that human beings, they have different layers. We, as human beings, we have different layers. We enjoy food, we enjoy other kinds of pleasures related to our body, and then we also enjoy watching good movies, for example. We enjoy things that are uniquely human, like watching a piece of art, for example, listening to music. So these are, or for example, reading, or I don't know, things that are uniquely human. So on the Day of Judgment and also in heaven, we have all these needs satisfied. If in dunya, in this life, some blessings become boring, it's because other aspects of human soul have not been attended to. If a person feels boring even if he has good food, it shows that other aspects of his soul has not fulfilled their pleasure that they needed. That's why he feels, or the person feels, very bad. But that doesn't take place in the heaven. And we know that there are occasional pleasures. For example, there are hadith that people will go to meet, divine prophets and imams, for example, based on the level that they are in. For example, some people every day, some people once in a year. And this meeting with a great being, we don't understand it unless we make some comparison. And first of all, we should know that one of the punishments on the Day of Judgment for the criminal, for the wicked ones, is that they are veiled away meeting their own Lord. كلا إنهم يومئذ عن ربهم لمحجوبون. On the day of judgment, إنهم عن ربهم يومئذ لمحجوبون. On the day of judgment, one punishment that they have is that they are in hijab, they are in veil from meeting their Lord. Well, we don't understand this, how this is painful, but let's put it in an example. We will have a break and we come back to see that example.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. This is Hossein Latifi, and you're listening to a program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. We were talking about different levels of pleasure and pain in the Day of Judgment, and said one kind of punishment is for the criminals and wicked ones to be away from their Lord. And how does this make them feel pain? For example, imagine that you have some official work, okay, and you need to see one person, and then you cannot access him. Or for example, imagine you're in a party and everyone is invited, and there's this celebrity there, everyone is going to take some selfie with that celebrity, and then they don't allow you to go there. So after the party, you don't feel any good about the party, although you had blessings and everything, but you feel that you have been neglected, you have been like, so that is a kind of mental that on the Day of Judgment it becomes very greater, because the magnitude of that great person is so much. In the line, there is the dua from Imam Sajjad, or Amir al-Mu'minin, Munajat Sha'bani is actually for every Imam of Shia. It's a very good supplication. So it says, وَسُرَّنِي بِلِقَائِكَ يَوْمَ تَقْضِي فِيهِ بَيْنَ عِبَادِكَ. O Allah, make me happy by allowing me to meet you on the day that you are judging among your servants. So having a meeting for a great personality like that, as I told you, the example, remember the example of a party. Imagine that this party, that person is there, is the greatest person. Sometimes we talk about presidents, celebrities, put them aside. This is the one ultimate agent, creator, and the source of all perfection. He has allowed you to have a meeting with. In the situation that all the rest of people, or many people, they don't have even the permission to get. And how much pride is there? And then other kinds of pleasures that we cannot experience, like right now, to sense that kind of harmony and beauty and glory at the same time, all the asma of Jalal and Jamal. So to understand the pleasures of heaven as just eating, and no, that is a wrong understanding. That actually the animalistic lowest level of heaven, that is for some people. For some people it's there. But if a person thinks that that would not be enough for him, let him know that there are higher levels and there are other pleasures that are not comparable. But it doesn't mean we as human beings, we don't need those lower levels. As I said, we are multidimensional beings. And in order to feel happy, we need all our needs to be matched with something else, to be met. And on the Day of Judgment and in the heaven, and here we actually come up with the answer to the question of why there are the descriptions, vivid descriptions of some pleasures in heaven, for example. The answer is that because actually there are very few, in comparison to the general description, very few cases of the description. And the answer is that because we are multidimensional beings, and it's not that every case of those blessings or those pleasures are forbidden. No, for example, Quran says, سَقَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ شَرَابًا تَهُورًا. This is a wine that is tahur, that is completely pure. Why? Because it gets them free from any problem, any question, any disturbance, no, they only will think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after that. The wine that is impure will take people out of their mind. The wine that is pure will take them closer to their Lord. So this is the way that we should understand some metaphorical language and some of the realities about the pleasures in heaven. Thank you very much for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahumma salli wa sallim ala rasuli wa ali nabi al-azim.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
علم فقه از علوم شریفه اسلامی.
فقه or jurisprudence is an Islamic knowledge and is ranked.
The Holy Prophet of Islam is the example.
Self-purification is the most significant.
Imamat yek asl zinda ast dar tarikh Islam.
Imamat is a living principle in the history of Islam and Shiism.
This is Ulama Speech, the best selection of the speeches of prominent Shia scholars.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Ulama's Speech. In this episode, we invite you to listen to the English translation of a short Farsi speech by Hujjatul Islam Qaraati. Please stay tuned.
بعضی از یهودی‌ها و مسیحی‌ها اهل کتاب و بعضی از مشرکین به پیغمبر می‌گفتند این خدا رو به ما معرفی کن.
Some Jews, Christians, people of the book and some polytheists said to the prophet, "Introduce this God-given blessing to us." At that moment, the verse was revealed. Say, "He is God, the One, God, the Eternal Refuge." The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, interpreted these ayahs saying, "This chapter, that is chapter Al-Ikhlas or Al-Tawheed, is God's identity, meaning God has no father, mother, child, wife, equal, or partner. He was not born, nor does he beget. He has no wife, no partner, and no equal." He recommended that in the prayers, this chapter should be recited at least once. Now, we Iranians recite it consistently, but even if someone recites another chapter in some of the daily prayers, they must definitely recite "Qul Huwallahu Ahad" in one of them.
Qul Huwallah sawab yek sevum Quran dare. یعنی که 300 قل هو الله بخونه ثواب یک ختم قرآن داره.
The reward of reciting قل هو الله احد is equivalent to one third of the Quran, meaning if someone recites it 100 times, they receive the reward of completing the entire Quran. One day the Prophet Muhammad said to Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, "O Ali, you are like the chapter قل هو الله احد. Whoever loves you sincerely possesses one third of faith. Whoever loves you with both heart and tongue possesses two-thirds, and whoever obeys you with heart, tongue, and action, their faith is complete. Then he said, so you have become like Qul Huwallahu Ahad. Thank you very much, dear listeners of iRide English Radio, for listening to the program Ulama's Speech, which was the English translation of a short Farsi speech by Hujjatul Islam Qaraati. To find out more about this program and our other programs, please log on to our website, iranradio.ir. We leave you in Allah's care and goodbye.
I'm a traveler, just as they were,
walking
the world, thinking of the past, on an earth so vast,
waiting
to return. Just to know you, whoever you are, laugh with you, learn from you, open to you my heart, till when I say goodbye and move on. I'm a traveler, just as they were,
walking
the world, thinking of the past, on an earth so vast,
waiting
to return. Oh, 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 oh. just as they were, walking the world, thinking of the past on an earth so vast, waiting to return, waiting to return, waiting to return, return to my
It is early morning over southern Iran. The first rays of sun rise over ancient stones, the columns of Persepolis, silent yet alive, whispering the memory of empires past. This is Fars, the land where Persia was born. For more than two millennia, Fars has been the beating heart of Iranian identity, the cradle of art, philosophy, and empire. But today, a new story is being written here, a story of growth, innovation, and opportunity. Fars province, stretching across more than 120,000 square kilometers, is one of Iran's largest and most dynamic regions. It is home to over 5 million people, a vibrant, youthful population with deep cultural roots and a forward-looking spirit. From its central capital, Shiraz, long celebrated as the city of poets and roses, the province radiates energy, creativity, and ambition. Once known as the cultural soul of Persia, Fars is now positioning itself as an emerging hub for tourism, technology, and international investment. Fars is a land where history and modernity coexist in rare harmony. Every stone here carries a story, and every story an invitation. The ruins of Persepolis, the capital of the Achaemenid Empire, stand as one of the humanity's greatest architectural achievements. Nearby lies Pasargadae, the resting place of Cyrus the Great, a monument to tolerance and governance that still inspires the world today. In Shiraz, the mausoleums of Hafez and Saadi draw visitors to come to read poetry beneath cypress trees and to feel the calm rhythm of Persian verse that has endured for centuries. During our visit to Shiraz, we first met Mr. Mehdi Parsayi, deputy for tourism of the Fars governorate.
در دنیا اگر هر کسی دیگه خورد سوادی داشته باشه.
When people around the world hear names like Persepolis or the Persian Gulf, they think of Fars, the great poets Hafez and Saadi, Iram Garden, and the timeless heritage of this land are known far beyond Iran's borders. With such a legacy, it is natural that people everywhere want to see the place where so much of the Persian culture was born.
Beyond the walls of its ancient cities, Fars unfolds into landscapes of breathtaking diversity. Snow-capped peaks to the north, green valleys in the center, and warm plains stretching toward the Persian Gulf. It is one of the rare places on Earth where four seasons live side by side. We then spoke with Mr. Mohammad Amin Nejabat, a tourism entrepreneur and the driving force behind the Sangisiyah Boutique Hotel. He explained how the diverse climate of Fars province serves as one of its main attractions.
استان فارس دارای تنوع اقلیمی بی‌نظیر است.
Few places on earth combine nature and culture the way Fars does. In the morning, you can ski on snowy slopes. By afternoon, you can swim under a warm sun. Shiraz in spring, when the orange trees bloom, is pure poetry. The province is home to nearly 3,000 registered historical monuments, as well as the world-famous poet Saadi and Hafiz. Just 45 minutes from Shiraz, the Zagros forests spread out in all directions, lush, peaceful, and untouched. Add the province's spiritual sites and its distinctive cuisine, and you have a complete experience from culture and history to food and nature.
The province is home to more than 3,000 nationally registered historical sites and 14 properties recognized by UNESCO. From the kaleidoscopic light of the Nasir al-Mulk Mosque to the serene geometry of the Aram Gardens and the shimmering waters of Lake Maharlu, Fars offers an endless canvas for exploration.
So Fars?
Fars holds nearly 8% of all the Bonn's tourism attractions, a mix of ancient monuments, beautiful landscapes, religious sites, and even adventure and agricultural tourism. Its geography ranges from cool mountains to warm plains, offering attractions in every season. Add to that three international airports and several regional ones, and Fars becomes one of the most accessible and complete tourism destinations in the country.
The growth of ecotourism, cultural tourism, and adventure travel is transforming local economies, creating jobs, and expanding small businesses. We also had the opportunity to meet Mr. Masoud Boudarzi, Deputy Governor for Economic Affairs of Fars Province.
Tourism is now seen as one of Fars's main paths to growth. The province's leadership was inspired by the leader of the revolution's words during his visit here, that if Fars develops its tourism potential properly, it could sustain itself without relying on any other sector. That vision has become a guiding principle. Tourism isn't just a cultural pursuit. It's a strategic driver of economic and social progress.
But there is still vast potential untapped. The potential to build international standard resorts, wellness centers, museums, and digital experiences that can connect the world to the spirit of Persia. When asked about potential opportunities, Mr. Parsai highlighted several projects that are particularly open to foreign investment.
Northwest of Shiraz, a new health city is being built, a 1,000-hectare special economic zone dedicated to medical and wellness tourism, with full infrastructure and tax benefits. Near Pasargad, a major museum project is moving forward, open to private partnership. And in Sepidan, Iran's only special designated special tourism zone, investors enjoy tax breaks in one of the country's most naturally beautiful regions. These are just a few examples of how Fars is opening its doors to sustainable, long-term tourism investment.
Shiraz, known as the City of Health in Iran, has become a regional leader in medical tourism. With 37 specialized hospitals, hundreds of skilled physicians, and the largest organ transplant center in West Asia, it welcomes thousands of patients annually from across the Persian Gulf and Central Asia. The development of Health City, a 1,000-hectare medical complex offering tax incentives and advanced facilities, is opening doors for global investors in healthcare, biotech, and medical hospitality.
Shiraz is also one of the top centers for medical tourism in Iran, known for advanced surgeries and organ transplants. Many of the country's best physicians work here, and patients come from across the region. Investing in this sector creates jobs, strengthens healthcare, and enhances Fars's international reputation. Every patient who finds healing here becomes a messenger of goodwill, someone who carries a positive image of Shiraz and Iran to the world.
Tourism in Fars is not merely an experience, it is an economy, and it is expanding. Mr. Nejabat also drew our attention to lesser-known attractions across the province that deserve more visibility.
The villages around Shiraz are breathtaking. Take Pershakov, a stone village where people still live in homes built centuries ago, or the villages near Behesht Gom Shodeh, literally meaning the lost paradise, where paths are so narrow only mules can pass. These are places of extraordinary beauty and authenticity. Fars also has countless natural gorges and valleys, each one a landscape of poetry. Again, with smart investment in ecotourism and medical tourism, including new accommodation for patients and families, Shiraz and Fars can easily become leading destinations in the region.
If the cultural heritage of Fars captures the heart, its economy reveals the province's strength. Fars is one of Iran's most productive regions, contributing significantly to national industry, agriculture, and exports. With an annual export value exceeding $3.2 billion, largely non-oil, the province plays a strategic role as the economic gateway to southern Iran. Its proximity to major ports such as Bushehr and Bandar Lenge provides direct access to the Persian Gulf, and its infrastructure, that is railways, highways, and three international airports, connects producers to regional and global markets.
Infrastructure is improving fast. Fars has three international airports already in full operation, and several more ready for activation. The Shiraz-Isfahan freeway connects the province to Tehran in the north, while the Shiraz-Bushehr route links it to Asadiyeh and the Persian Gulf in the south, making Fars a key north-south corridor. Railways add another layer of strength. Tehran-Shiraz and Shiraz-Mashhad lines are active, and new ones toward Hormozgan and Golgohar are on the way. These connections are vital for both passengers and cargo, opening doors for trade, tourism, and investments.
Agriculture has always been the backbone of Fars's prosperity. Blessed with fertile lands, diverse climates, and skilled farmers, it produces 10% of all agricultural output in Iran. It ranks first nationally in the production of fruits such as grapes, pomegranates, figs, citrus, and almonds, and second in overall crop yields. In fact, over 90% of the country's dried figs come from the valleys of Istakhban and Nehriz, a remarkable figure that places Fars at the heart of international supply chains for organic produce. As part of our trip, we visited Ramak Dairy Company, one of Iran's leading producers of dairy products, established in 1995. With its emphasis on quality and advanced technology, Ramak has secured a strong presence in both domestic and international markets. There, we spoke briefly with Mr. Babak Mazandarani, the company's acting executive director.
با توجه به زیرساخت‌های خیلی خوبی که فارس در حوزه کشاورزی محصولات
Fars province offers a rare combination of a strong infrastructure and a skilled human capital. With the right support, industries here can produce advanced high-value goods and export them efficiently, both across Iran and to international markets. Every year, Fars produces about 3 million tons of fodder corn, yet only a small portion is consumed locally. The rest is sent to other provinces. For dairy and food producers, it simply makes more sense to be located here, close to the raw materials. It cuts transportation costs and adds value within the province, creating jobs and sustainable growth.
During our tour, we also exchanged views with two other members of the company's staff.
Fars ranks among Iran's top five provinces for milk production. Our company, Ramak, sources most of its milk locally. We were pioneers in introducing Yuf cheese in Iran and have since expanded into yogurt, cream, butter, mozzarella, and now powdered dairy products, all produced with high standards and ready for export. Another strength of Fars is geography. Its proximity to southern export ports means lower transport costs and faster access to international markets. Combined with its agricultural base, this makes Fars a strategic location for agro-industry and food processing, an ideal bridge between production and export.
also leads in livestock and poultry production, supplying meat and dairy to several neighboring regions. Its expanding network of greenhouses, covering more than 680 hectares, exports vegetables and flowers to Russia, the Persian Gulf states, and beyond. For global investors, this means something crucial: a mature agricultural base, competitive labor costs, and enormous potential in processing, packaging, cold storage, and export logistics. The next chapter of Fars's agricultural success will be written not just in fields but in factories, in agro-industrial zones ready for partnership and investment.
Fars hosts 7 special economic zones. From the active centers in Shiraz, Lamed and Lorestan, to the ready-for-investment sites in Jahrom and Fasol, these zones offer full infrastructure and investment-friendly conditions. Our customs system has also evolved. Factories can now export directly from their production sites. This saves time, reduces costs, and simplifies the export process, a major advantage for producers.
Yet agriculture is only one part of the story. Fars has become one of Iran's most significant industrial provinces, with over 4,700 active factories, 74 industrial parks, and 4 special economic zones. It hosts the largest industrial city in southern Iran, home to major producers of aluminum, steel, cement, ceramics, petrochemicals, and electronics.
Fars entered the industrial scene a little later than some other regions, but the progress has been remarkable. Today, more than 5,000 industrial units are active across 74 industrial towns and zones, along with several private parks. Together, they form a strong base for expansion, a network that's ready for the next stage of industrial development.
The region's mineral wealth is equally impressive. 37 known mineral types, including copper, cobalt, lead, zinc, chromite, and barite. Fars produces 20% of the nation's decorative stone and an astounding 90% of Iran's refractory clay, materials essential to global construction and manufacturing. Mr. Budarzi emphasized that Fars province is rich not only in natural resources and minerals, but also in a highly skilled workforce.
Fars's true advantage lies in its people. The province consistently ranks among the best in national competitions. Already in a major AI contest, 8 of the 12 top winners came from Fars. Our universities and research centers nurture a talented generation, creative, educated, and ready to build the province's future.
The province's energy reserves are vast. Fars holds the second largest natural gas reserves in Iran, and its pipelines form part of the country's main gas transmission network. Several new refineries and petrochemical plants are now under development, promising downstream investment opportunities in fuels, plastics, and chemical engineering. Mr. Parsai outlined a series of financial incentives designed to attract foreign investors.
We welcome investors from around the world. Government lands are available for tourism projects, and many incentives are in place. Foreign investors recently began developing a 300-hectare project in southern Fars with full provincial support. Tourism ventures receive generous tax exemptions. Import duties on tourism equipment have been lifted, and low-interest loans are available for up to 30% of project costs once construction is underway.
But the province is not only rich in fossil fuels, it is also rich in sunlight. With 3,400 hours of annual sunshine and an average radiation of over 5 kilowatt hours per square meter per day, Fars offers some of the most promising conditions in West Asia for solar power generation. Already, 1,400 megawatts of solar projects are under construction, and the provincial government provides generous incentives for foreign companies investing in renewable energy. Energy, agriculture, minerals, and manufacturing. Together, they make Fars one of the most balanced economies in the country, where tradition and technology coexist in harmony. At the center of all this growth stand the people of Fars, young, educated, and ambitious. More than half of the province's population is between 15 and 65 years old, and unemployment rates remain among the lowest in the nation. With three science and technology parks and over 370 knowledge-based companies, Fars is fast becoming a center for innovation. Universities and research institutes in Shiraz produce thousands of engineers, doctors, and entrepreneurs each year, many of whom are already driving change in high-tech manufacturing, software, and clean energy.
Fars also has one of the youngest and most educated populations in Iran. As agriculture faces challenges from drought, these young professionals are turning toward tourism and service sector. For investors, that means an energetic, educated workforce, already here and ready to help build the industry.
This is not a province waiting for opportunity, it's a province creating it. Fars stands at a crossroads of history and progress, culture and commerce, art and industry. It is a land where ancient empires rose and where modern enterprises are rising again. Mr. Nejabat stressed that Shiraz's culture and economy are deeply intertwined, a point that, he noted, investors should not overlook.
Shiraz alone has more than 370 hectares of historic neighborhoods. Each traditional house tells a story, and with the right approach, these stories can become living experiences for visitors. Beyond the city, rural Fars offers another world entirely. Here, Persians, Dashnai nomads, Arabs, and Lurs live side by side, preserving traditions that go back centuries. Tourists who come from abroad are not necessarily looking for luxury hotels. They seek authenticity, real culture, real people. Rural and cultural tourism can become one of the strongest pillars of Fars's economy if we develop it carefully and respectfully.
Today, the province offers more than 120 curated investment packages valued at over 8.8 billion euros, spanning sectors such as industry, energy, agriculture, tourism, and healthcare.
Tourism has gained serious momentum in recent years. The current government's development plan has given tourism an unprecedented share of attention and funding. In Shiraz, several large projects are underway, including the new water city and aquarium complex, and the ongoing revitalization of the historic core. Utilities, roads, and infrastructure are being renewed across the old city, making it more attractive for both tourists and investors.
It offers favorable tax exemptions, modern industrial infrastructure, and streamlined procedures for international investors. For those seeking new frontiers, stable markets, strategic location, skilled labor, and rich resources, Fars presents an unmatched combination. It is connected to the world, powered by its people, and guided by a vision to transform its ancient glory into sustainable, modern prosperity. Mr. Nejabat also addressed a long-standing challenge, Iranophobia, a misconception that, according to him, only tourism can effectively counter.
Unfortunately, some people abroad still imagine Iran as unsafe or underdeveloped. But those who visit see a completely different reality. I once hosted an Italian factory owner who hesitated for months before coming. After his first trip, he was so impressed that within 3 years, he brought 12 more groups of business people to Iran. Real experiences like these change minds far more effectively than any advertisement.
In the shadow of Persepolis, the sun sets slowly over the plains. The stones that once witnessed the might of Persia now overlook a province full of energy, intelligence, and ambition. From the echo of poets to the hum of industry, Fars remains what it has always been, a place where the past and future meet. In every sense, this is a land of opportunity, ready to welcome the world once again.
استان فارس.
Fars is a promising destination not only for business but for life. It offers a high quality of education, healthcare and culture, a well-rounded environment for investors and their families. We invite domestic and international investors to come, explore and grow with us in Fars, a province full of opportunity and potential.
Iranian Radio, Global Mission. This is IRIB English Radio.
This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, guiding people to Islam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, welcome to A to Z here on Iron Beings Radio with me, Sister Zainab. And obviously now the topic is, maybe it's a slightly unusual title, and yes, this is guiding people to Islam. So first thing I'm going to say about this is obviously it is Allah who guides. And obviously that is stated very clearly. But obviously Allah is the turner of hearts, and Allah is the one who decides, in a sense, who is going to be granted, given the gift of the Deen of Islam. Now, but one thing we can do for sure is to help people just through who we are, how we behave, how we speak. So we can help people who are Muslim. We can help people who are sort of what we call nominally Muslim. They're actually Muslim, but maybe they don't pray, maybe they don't fast, but you know, they're still Muslim. They still believe in Allah, and they believe in the hereafter, and they believe in Judgment Day, etc. So this is where it's just as important. And obviously we have to be very careful. It really is, and I think some people maybe veer towards saying that, you know, oh, we must convert people to Islam, and we really need to be maybe just a bit more humble and understand, no, if we have sort of met someone, let's say a Christian person or someone of no faith, and then they become Muslim just through meeting us or speaking with us, or we answer some questions to become Muslim, we have to understand it was Allah who guided them to Islam, not us. But let's look at what we can do. And look, there's different ways of helping Muslims around us. There's different ways of helping people who Allah is going to guide, because Allah is then going to basically use us as like a tool to bring people to Islam. So how do we best do this? Welcome back to 8:30 here on Iron Bingish Radio, and I'm talking about this sort of almost controversial topic of guiding people to Islam. They're not really controversial, but it's just in that we need to remind ourselves that it's Allah who guides. We're just the tools. We help. We're there carrying out our duties if, you know, if Allah decides that, okay, so let's say Sister Zainab has talked to this person who was Christian and now they're want to become Muslim, or alhamdulillah, Allah's guided this new person, just use Sister Zainab. So whichever, that's the way it goes, basically. And obviously, as Muslims, we can really help people around us, though. And I definitely want to refer to one of the famous martyrs from Holy Defense, Dr. Mustafa Chamran, because he had a very beautiful way of sort of, and this is helping his second wife, just sort of become, let's say, firmer in our understanding of Islam, because she, for example, her parents weren't really, she didn't grow up, for example, wearing hijab. And so obviously there were things that Dr. Chamran wanted to sort of help her with. But the way he did it was by guiding his wife very gently. And his wife actually described his method by saying that he pushed me forward step by step. And yeah, that really is it. And I think many of us have a tendency, like if someone's not wearing good hijab or not wearing hijab at all, if someone, let's say, isn't praying or whatever else it is they're doing, and we think, you know, and some people, sadly, we even go to the extent of saying, oh, you know, they're not Muslim. Yeah, if we believe in Allah and the pillars of Islam, of course they're Muslim. So how do we help people just become a bit firmer in their faith? And that is really just being ever so gentle, ever so kind. And, you know, it can just be, for example, pointing out to someone who maybe lacks knowledge in some areas, either, oh, if you do it such and such, if you do this and this, that makes something else easier for you. For example, if you're in a roze, this is very technical, much more specific and technical. For example, if you're in a roze and you find that, this is what was said to me, and I found it really useful the way it was said to me, and if the tears don't come quickly or easily, then just pull the chador over the head, and then, you know, and somehow, yeah, it happens very easily. And this is it, just little, it's almost like a brother or sister just telling their sibling, oh, you know, just do it that way, and that works out really well. So inshallah, this is something we can all take on board. And that was it for today, and I look forward to welcoming you to another episode of 8:30 here on Iron Bingish Radio, and farewell for now. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of A to Z. And for more information, please also visit our website at www.iranradio.ir.
That love strikes only once. That precious moment I offer you. Where is the rising sun? Where is the spring of hope? Where is the shining moon? Where is the firmest road? You are my guide. Presence gives me strength, gives vision to my sight. Someday faith will increase, someday our wars will
day to all our dear listeners. You're tuned into Iran Radio, your trusted companion for reflection, dialogue, and discovery. And now we have some interesting facts about the Holy Quran. The Holy Quran is considered one of the most significant sources which gave rise to the development of the Islamic art and architecture, especially the so-called Quranic arts of calligraphy and illumination. The Holy Quran is divided into 30 equal parts. There are 114 chapters or surah and 6,236 verses or ayahs. The longest chapter of the Quran is Al-Baqarah with 286 verses, which is the second surah of the Holy Quran, while the shortest surah is Al-Kawthar with only 3 verses. Now we'll listen to the continuation of Iran Radio. Be with us. For the beginning, enjoy another segment of our diverse radio productions. After that, we'll have Foresight with host Sayyid Shahriyar Naqvi, joined by various famous English speakers and lecturers. This program focuses on the practical application of worshipping Allah and servitude to God in relation to addressing contemporary challenges. Get ready for a truly insightful discussion. Next up, Round the World with Reporters take you on a global adventure. This program transports you with fascinating reports from correspondents worldwide, covering culture, politics, and more. Round the World with Reporters connects you to the world's pulse with the stories that inform and inspire. Following that, we will have another segment of radio productions for this broadcast. Stay tuned for the next segment of our radio production.
In Gaza, 90% of the buildings are gone, leveled.